Good Thursday morning to you, 724 and 60 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, worldwide via the internet at 1320WILS.com. Won't you join Sparrow as they celebrate and promote children's health during the month of May? It all leads up to the Sparrow Children's Health Telethon and Kohl's Michigan Mile, two great events that are all about mid-Michigan's children. The telethon will air on WILX on the 1st and 2nd of June, and it's your chance to make a difference in the lives of young patients at Sparrow Children's Center and a Children's Miracle Network Hospital. Be sure to watch and donate, won't you? Kohl's Michigan Mile is brought to you by Sparrow and Kohl's Cares. It's time for families to get moving. Come on out for a kids-only run and a great day of fun on June 2nd at the Cooley Law School Stadium. That's home of the Lansing Love Nuggets. So, of course, for more information, call 1-800-SPARROW. That's 1-800-772-7769. Thank you for your support as we celebrate and promote children's health on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. As we mentioned, at 60 degrees, we could see a high temperature of 85 smoking degrees. It's going to be a hot weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about that once we get to the bottom of the hour. First, let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Senator Tom Casperson. He is on the other end of our line. Senator, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being on our program. Now, this next bill interests me. I don't live in a hugely rural area, but I'm a little bit outside in Williamston, and my internet access and the service that I have is lame. And I know that you support Governor Snyder trying to do something about that, trying to create better internet access across rural areas. Tell us about that.
Well, we were approached by the telecommunication people on the idea that one of the things we could do, it's not the whole solution, but one of them is giving them access to laying the lines down where we have a lot of these recreational trails that go across country, quicker avenues to get to where we need to go, connecting our communities. We could save money in the process, and then at the same time, the departments could make some money by charging so much a foot to lay the stuff down on state trails. And it sure made sense to everybody. We all came together, and after a little bit of debate, we worked it out, and we finally got to the point. I think we've got a victory here.
All right. So what is the application fee, and what is the charge per linear foot used?
We set it at a nickel. 5 cents doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you start running across the stretches we're talking about, it can add up. And it was one of the sticking points, too. The department would have liked a little bit more, but we had conversations with the governor and the administration as a whole and explained to them that it wasn't our intent to kind of create a cash cow for the department. That wasn't what we were trying to do here. We were trying to be fair on both sides, but promote internet access and the technologies that are out there today to get our rural communities up to speed and help them to develop and grow their community.
So telecommunication companies will be able to install facilities along state control road trails, former railway lines, converted to walking and bicycling paths. Do we have to worry about these being torn up and left alone?
No, that was another thing that was talked about. It has to be at least in as good a condition as it was when they came in. And in fact, I think what we'll find is we're going to find our trails in better conditions because they'll groom them and clean them up after they're done. And right now we haven't put a whole lot of money into that. So I think it's a win all the way around because they're going to end up working the trails and grooming them. So they'll at least get a facelift for the initial when they lay the lines in.
Senator, any idea when work will start and how much revenue per year this may create?
I really don't. They didn't talk about actual numbers spreading it out because I don't think they really pursued it as far as looking at all the actual possibilities. They needed to get permission to start, and I think that process will start pretty soon now.
All right, before we let you go, I want to get your take on Governor Snyder's and the Republican legislative leaders who worked out a budget agreement, which will create some small tax cuts. What's your perspective on this?
Well, all the talk that I've been involved in down here was the fact that we put the business tax in place, fixed that, got it to be a more fair tax across the board, put us in a competitive position with the rest of the country. And then we as a group felt it was time to start looking at the citizens themselves and what can we do to get them some relief. And so this was one of the avenues that was talked about.
Well, you know, we had Senator Burt Johnson on earlier this morning, and he said this is really nothing. It's a nickel and dime type of refund. It doesn't really have any substance to it. How do you respond to that?
Well, I would agree that it's not a large issue in the sense of large dollars. But I think it's a good starting point. One of the other things that we're looking at right now to go along with it was the sales tax on the difference when you trade a vehicle. And that all those things have been discussions talking about finding ways to give the average citizen some relief. And so I think if you put them all together and start adding them up, it's going to start adding up to something. But, you know, I would like the tax cut to be bigger. We just don't have the money right now.
All right. Senator Tom Casperson has been joining us. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me.
It's 60 degrees. Is it going to hit 85? We'll give you that info next on 1320 WILS.